Now we know that Britain has decided to leave the European Union. I would say for all of us, big, deep breath. It doesn't mean the sky is falling. It doesn't mean the European Union is coming unglued. It doesn't mean the end of world order as we know it. It means that Britons, very thoughtfully, in a very contentious campaign and referendum, have decided, for reasons of maybe economics, maybe identity, maybe issues of sovereignty, have decided their future is best served outside the European Union. It's still a European country in power. It still wants to and needs to and will work closely with the European Union. I think the questions that remain are, what does the transition look like? How do we protect stability? How do we guard against unwanted volatility inside Europe and with the United States? And I would even say this, for Europeans, I think it's a wake-up call. Because the questions that Britons were asking themselves, they exist in other countries too. Other countries too are concerned about democracy deficit, the meaning and future of Europe. How does one define that? Is it more integration? Is it less integration? Is it a one-speed Europe? Is it a multi-speed Europe? So I would say, while some people will be disappointed, I think Brussels and Paris and Berlin will be disappointed, I think it's a chance to hear citizens across Europe, deep concerns, how do we make Europe function smoothly going forward, keep Britain part of that project, and America close to both, the United Kingdom and the European Union. If we listen and learn the right lessons, I think we're going to be just fine.